第一項
With our present knowledge, even an expert in brain studies cannot tell Einstein's brain from yours or mine. In terms of processing information, all brains are extremely alike. The limits on how many bits of information we can process at any given time are also similar. The speed of information processing is not very different from one brain to the next. In principle, because of the similarity in brains, most people could share the same knowledge and perform mental operations at similar levels. Yet what enormous differences there are in how people think and what they think about. In terms of using mental energy creatively, perhaps the most basic difference between people consists in how much attention they have left over to deal with novelty. In too many cases, attention is restricted by external necessity. We cannot expect a man who works at two jobs or a working woman with children to have much mental energy left over to learn something new, let alone change it. Einstein is supposed to have written his classic papers on the kitchen table of his small apartment while rocking the stroller of his baby. But the fact is, there are real limits to how many things a person can attend to at the same time. And when survival needs all one's attention, none is left over for being creative. Often the obstacles are internal. In a person concerned with protecting his or herself, practically all the attention is concerned with defending against threats to the self. This protection may have very understandable causes. Children who have been abused or who have always experienced hunger or discrimination are less likely to be curious and interested in novelty for its own sake, because they need all the mental energy they have simply to survive. Taken to the extreme, a sense of being too helpless results in paranoia, where everything that happens is considered a threat against the self. Paranoia is one obstacle to the free use of mental energy. The person who suffers from it usually cannot afford to become interested in the world from an objective viewpoint, and therefore is unable to learn much that is new. Another limitation on the free use of mental energy is a great amount of attention to selfish goals. Of course, we all must take care of our own needs, but for some people, the concept of need increases to the point that it takes up every waking moment. When everything a person sees, thinks, or does must serve self-interest, there is no attention left over to learn about anything else. It is difficult to approach the world creatively when one is hungry or shaking from cold, because then all of one's mental energy is focused on securing the necessities one lacks. And it is equally difficult when a person is rich and famous, but devotes all of his or her energies to getting more money and fame. To free up creative energy, we need to let go and redirect some attention from the pursuit of the predictable goals that genes programmed in our minds, and use it instead to explore the world around us on its own terms.